Hey everyone, welcome back to the last presentation of the day with Claude Duclos, who is such a CLE legend here in Texas. Claude has been licensed in Texas since 1977 and has also been licensed in California and Colorado. In 2011, he won the highest statewide award from the State Bar of Texas for lifetime contribution to CLE, the Gene Cavan Award. He has spoken at more than 800 programs throughout the United States since January 1 of 2016, where attendees regularly rate his presentations very highly. I've been to quite a few. Yes, they're amazing. Mr. Duclos has a long legacy of bar service, including service as president of the Austin Bar Association, chair of the Texas Board of Legal Specialization, Texas and the Texas Bar Foundation, and Texas Center for Legal Ethics. And he also just completed a six-year term as a Supreme Court appointee on the Texas Disciplinary Rules Committee. You can read more about Claude in your materials, and I will turn it over to him.
Buddy, are we all set to go? Everybody ready for the last presentation of the day? It's always hard to be the last presentation because everybody says, please get this over with. We're, you know, I'm standing between you and alcohol. So it's always tough. But I want to start out with a little story. The reason that a lot of you are in this business is because you like to be around smart and talented people. Is that true? I mean, it's fun to be around creative artists. It's fun to be around authors. It's fun to be around people that inspire you every day. And so I'm going to start out with a little bit of music trivia for you that I think you'll find interesting. While the pandemic, remember the pandemic? A lot of you are old enough to remember being in 2020, where we were pretty much closed down from March through the whole next summer of 2021. Well, I decided I would entertain my friends every Sunday afternoon from 5 to 6 on a Zoom, musical Zoom called Cocktails with Claude, where I'd take, it was exactly an hour, not 61 minutes, but I'd take 12 to 14 songs, I'd lecture on them, I'd explain some great trivia about them, and then I'd perform them, and I would send people the actual lyrics to everything, and so I got a big following, and I had about, well, not big following, but I had about 60 to 80 people every Sunday listening to that. But one of the great things about then researching this music is you find out some great trivia. Now, you all remember John Denver, right? John Denver started out as a new Christy minstrel, and his very first song, which was not really a hit, was Leaving on an Airplane, which he originally called Babe, I Hate to Go, and says, no, that sucks. Call it Leaving on an Airplane. But his first big 1971 national hit was Country Roads Take Me Home. Remember that, everybody? Well, how did he get that song? And this is about being around creative people. Well, the two writers were man and wife writing team. Were friends of his, and he was an opening act for a stand-up comedian in Washington, D.C., and they lived in Washington, and they said, hey, John, when you're finished doing the opening act, come on over here to our house, and let's have a drink. And so he said, what are you doing? He says, well, I've been asked to write three songs for Johnny Cash. And he goes, well, what do you have? And the first one they played was that. And they said, have you sent it to Johnny Cash yet? He said, no. He said, well, give it to me. And he did a great job with that and became his first number one hit. Now, the whole point of that is making yourself available, being around people, showing up is always important to success. I always think being around talented people always lifts your spirit. It lifts your imagination. So anytime you have that opportunity, it can really benefit your life. Now, I'm on the other side of this. Now, I'm at an area where what the psychologists call, I've seen my temporal horizon. That means I really only have this many more years to live, and I want to know that I'm going to spend it productively and see if I can help people and things like that. And you just don't want to be around people that you don't want to be around. I won't name them, but we all know what they are. And so I've decided I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to help lawyers get better in their practice. But part of that is I thought I need to do something. You're all way too young, but how do you close a file? I mean, how do you, you know, wrap up something with a client? Because now there is a new disciplinary rule that allows you to disengage with a client. Let's say, for example, well, you help somebody get copyrights. Or I'll take it out of the musical sphere. Let's say you're an expert on getting people bridge contracts with the federal government. So you handle one company and that bridge contract's over. What the new disciplinary rules in Texas allow you to do is to say, dear Mr. Construction Company client, I think our services to you are through. That contract been granted. What that does is that frees you up to work for a competing person for the next bridge contract.